Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Pedestrian killed in West Wichita. We have the story.
Pushback on boat strikes. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A standoff in Wichita early Saturday leads to an arrest. We have the latest coming up.
At the Reagan Defense Forum, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth defended the second strike on a boat allegedly carrying narcotics toward the United States. Fox's Madeline Rivera in Washington has more.
And my job was to say, execute or don't execute. So I was satisfied with the strike criteria.
Lucas pressed Hegseth about that follow-on strike in September that killed two survivors on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean. Hegseth is standing by the second strike that he says Admiral Mitch Bradley oversaw.
From what I understood then and what I understand now, I fully support that strike. I would have made the same call myself.
Hegseth, though, is not committing to releasing the video of the second strike, even though President Trump said last week that he supports the footage being released.
Police say a homeless man was killed early yesterday when he was hit by a car in West Wichita in the 4800 block of West Central. Officers spoke with a man who stated that he hit a person with his vehicle on Central, east of I-235. Preliminary investigation shows 59-year-old Eugene Favart was walking on the sidewalk, fell into the street. The driver did not see the victim in the roadway and accidentally hit him.
Wichita police released more information regarding a standoff in South Wichita early Saturday.
It started around 12:45 a.m. in the 2000 block of South Mosley. Officers responded after an 18-year-old man assaulted his 42-year-old stepmother with a rifle and threatened a shootout with police. The woman was found in a different location of the residence and had injuries to her head. She was treated and released from an area hospital. Officers and crisis negotiators attempted to contact the suspect multiple times with loudspeakers, but were unsuccessful. SWAT deployed beanbag rounds and a flashbang device, and the suspect exited the structure. He saw SWAT officers and a police canine and surrendered peacefully just before 6:25 a.m., he was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita State University is preparing for budget cuts and staff reductions. President Richard Muma citing a crash in international student enrollment and the nationwide decline in high school graduates, part of the reasons. He says the school is projecting a minimum 3% general use budget reduction. And while the specific steps will differ across the school's divisions, it will likely require a reduction in the workforce in some areas.
Russian attacks on Ukraine continue as the United States wraps up another round of peace talks. Fox's Stephanie Bennett in London reports.
President Zelensky released some new numbers saying just this week alone, Russia has launched more than 1,600 attack drones, 1,200 guided aerial bombs, and almost 70 missiles against Ukraine. Now, nightly, these Russian attacks continue, leaving many residents cut off from access to heat, light, and running water. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and Ukrainian negotiators said they made progress this week, meeting three times in Florida, but said any real progress toward an agreement ultimately will depend on Russia's readiness to show serious commitment to long-term peace.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he won't give up any territory. The country's constitution requires the people to pass a referendum to change its borders.
An illegal migrant is charged with carrying out a stabbing on a light rail train in Charlotte, North Carolina. Fox's Caroline Elliott with the story.
Court records show Oscar Solorzano is being held without bond because he's an illegal migrant. And on top of that, ICE put a detainer on him. The 33-year-old Honduran national is accused of breaking onto a train, pulling out a knife, and then stabbing one of the passengers on the train. Now, this is not the suspect's first time in trouble with the law. He's already been deported two different times and has a long criminal record.
This attack comes just months after the fatal stabbing of a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee who was on the same Charlotte light rail line.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A low-scoring game for the Chiefs last night at Arrowhead Stadium. We'll see how things did in the fourth quarter. Of highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
An attempted coup in West Africa. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Trump administration is reshaping when Americans can enter national parks for free, adding President Donald Trump's birthday as a fee-free day, while eliminating Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Juneteenth, in a move already drawing criticism from civil rights leaders. Although presidents often revise the list, the changes are sparking criticism from civil rights advocates and Democratic lawmakers who say the removals undercut holidays that honor Black Americans' history and contributions.
Another attempted coup in West Africa. This one appears to have failed.
The president of Benin has condemned a coup that he says has been thwarted by his country's army. Yesterday, a group of soldiers appeared on Benin's state TV station to announce the government had been dissolved. But later, Benin's interior minister announced on Facebook that the coup had been foiled. Appearing on television, President Patrice Talon said what he called fleeing mutineers were still holding hostages and indicated that some people may have died in the incident but didn't provide numbers. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Treasury Department is continuing to look at whether welfare money in Minnesota has been misused and whether a congresswoman knew about it.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said alleged fraud in Minnesota has seen welfare money transferred to accounts overseas.
We are tracking that both to the Middle East and to Somalia to see what the uses of that have been.
The Trump administration thinks that money may have gone to funding foreign terror groups. Some have even linked Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a Democrat, to the fraud. She says some connection did exist.
People who were able to donate to our campaign that were involved, we send that money back.
Both were on CBS Face the Nation. Many of the people charged are from Minnesota's Somali community. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump has suggested ending protected status for all Somali immigrants in Minnesota.
Can the president fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission without cause? The Supreme Court will hear arguments about that today.
President Trump nominated Lisa Slaughter to serve on the FTC back in 2018, and President Biden renewed her position for a five-year term. But now President Trump wants her out. Slaughter points to a decades-old Supreme Court ruling that already found the removal clause means one must demonstrate inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance in office. But the Trump administration argues Article 2 of the Constitution gives him the power to remove executive branch officers. They want the court to reconsider the legality of the removal clause, arguing the power to control executive officers naturally includes the ability to remove them at will. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic volume's heavier out there, so things are starting to look a little bit more crowded on the roadways. We're actually seeing just a little bit of heavy traffic right now and a slowdown, and it is on the ramp from northbound I-135 over onto, or I-235 over onto eastbound Kellogg, so watch for a little bit of a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jensen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. Starting our second week here in December, and got some very quiet weather again this week. It's going to be kind of hard to believe that we're headed for mid-December, and the forecast tomorrow has us up close to 60 degrees. So we went checking the record book to see if we were going to be close to making history tomorrow, and the short answer is probably not. 69 is the record tomorrow, and I don't think we're going to be quite that warm, but obviously getting up around 60 degrees this time of the year is a bit unusual. So big warm up headed for Tuesday. There are two cold fronts that we're looking at this week. One of them will come through Wednesday. That'll drop us about 10 degrees. And then a much stronger front's going to be hitting on Friday. And that will bring back some colder, typical December-like weather. But no threat of any rain, snow, or ice this week. Just a lot of ups and downs in temperatures. So our stretch of dry weather is going to roll on into the middle of the month. Should get to 45 today, and the sun will be out around the lunch hour. So look for a brighter sky here as the day wears on, and that's going to help us warm up to 45. Mostly clear tonight, the low 31, 59 tomorrow, and then Wednesday's high cooling back just a little bit to 53 degrees. But again, still pretty mild on Thursday, and then it gets cold again by Friday. Right now in Wichita, we've got a cloudy start here to your Monday morning. It's 28 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Have you got your Christmas party scheduled for your company yet?
Our Christmas party is going to be, I think, down at Botanica this year.
Yeah. So,
nice.
They're doing illuminations. Sadly, I'm going to have to venture out of town, it looks like, that weekend. But, yep, it's that time of year where you, about every weekend, you know, you got party or two to try to get to.
So you got a slot open there. Ted and I can go.
There you go. That's right.
You know, we can talk up the weather and how important it is. Okay.
Yeah. No one's going to know. You know, you just walk in there and they'd be like, hey, who are these two guys in the back row?
Yeah.
They'll never even know.
Like wedding crashers, only Christmas party crashers. All right, sir. Stay warm. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. That is the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Stephen 10 in the morning here at 7:14. Today is Monday, December 8th, 2025. On this date, 41 years ago, 1984, Captain Kangaroo aired for the last time.
Oh, the end
ran
of the era.
On CBS for 29 years. I watched it when I was just a young lad.
So did I.
Loved the captain and all the characters on Captain Kangaroo. Ooh. Birthdays today. I found, among the living people, nothing too exciting. Sammy Davis Jr.'s birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Davis, born in 1925, an American singer, actor, comedian, dancer, musician. At the age of 4, he began his career in vaudeville with his father, Sammy Davis Sr., and the Will Maston Trio, which toured nationally. And his film career began in 1933. Of course, he was a member of the Rat Pack. And he lost his eye in a
car wreck.
Car wreck.
Yeah.
And an interesting guy, an interesting voice. And, of course, he sings one of your favorite songs, right? The Candyman.
Oh, yeah, the Candyman.
The Candyman can. All right, U.S. Weekly put together a ranked list of the best Christmas movies of all time. We may see some more of these as we get closer to Christmas.
We always get lists like this.
Yeah, this is according to...
I always disagree with them, but go ahead.
IMDb, that's the Internet Movie Database. Score for them. And number 10 was Love Actually at 7.5. Number 9, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Not saying it's the funniest, but the best movies. Number 8 is The Bishop's Wife, which I think should be near the top. White Christmas, number 7. It's one of your favorites, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
Home Alone, number 6. Mm. Number 5, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Good movie.
7.9. Number 4, A Christmas Story, which is a huge favorite. Number 3 is Miracle on 34th Street. And number 2, A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version, mm-hmm. which I think is the best as
that
well.
That would mean that number 1 is?
Yeah. The Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life.
Yeah. I was avoiding
it. That's a pretty good list.
That's a good list. I read a biography on Jimmy Stewart a while back, and they filmed that scene where he's running down the street saying, Merry Christmas! Mm-hmm. It was about 115 degrees.
Yeah, they were somewhere near Stockton, California, and it was middle of summer.
Yikes. All right, there's some of your favorites. I have, I guess, several favorites on that list. I did not see Holiday Affair, which I think is a great
Christmas. I love that one as well.
There's some others. All right, it's 7:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's talk about sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Chiefs in action last night.
Just last night, yeah. You had it right here, the game on KNSS. Mitch Holthus had the call. The Chiefs were taking on the Houston Texans, a team on a four-game winning streak. Texans are going one way and the Chiefs are going the other, and that's kind of the way it played out. The Chiefs did have some chances, but man, they could get nothing accomplished against this Houston Texans defense. And it didn't help when Chiefs receivers were just basically dropping the football. Some fourth quarter action last night with the Chiefs trailing, trying to get something going.
The Chiefs, second down and 10 from their own 8, down 17 to 10. Mahomes now throws it right. It is caught. Coming back to the ball. No, it's incomplete at the very end of the play. El-Sizier, did he get an interception? It was off a deflection. It was bobbled by Kelsey and intercepted by El-Sizier.
Yes, you heard Mitch call. He says catch. Yeah, right in Kelsey's hands. And he bobbled it, and then it got intercepted. And Kelsey was just distraught.
Oh, yeah.
After he just kind of... slunk over to the sidelines, just put his head down. Another drop, 6 dropped passes last night for Chiefs receivers. So Mahomes was trying to get it to his guys, but they wouldn't catch it. Houston Texans end up winning that game. Houston 20, the Chiefs 10. Chiefs had won 5 home games in a row, but that gets snapped. Now the Chiefs have lost 4 of their last 5 and dropped to 6-7 on the season. After the game comments, and the Chiefs also had some, they went for it on 4th down repeatedly and kept coming up short and giving the ball right back to Houston. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
It just didn't work out that way. We got stalled a few times from our offense, and we got to make sure we take care of that, and we had, obviously the missed field goal, so that was also part of it. But when you're playing against a good team, you got to take advantage of points and field position. All those things become very important. And again, I've got to make sure I put the guys in the right position to do it with calls and/or decisions. So we had 3 of those 4th down plays that weren't successful, and that's my responsibility there.
Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, it just happens in this league, man. You can't really put a pin on what that exact thing is. You go out there and you give your best effort every single time. And I believe in our guys. Like I said, we've done it before. And so every single opportunity we get, we believe we're going to score and we're going to make it happen. And that hasn't happened this year. But the next opportunity we get, I believe it will happen that time.
Chiefs fall to 6-7 on the season. Their worst record at this point in 13 years. College men's basketball yesterday, 21st-ranked Kansas taking on Missouri at the T-Mobile Center up in Kansas City, Missouri. Blowout, Kansas 80, Missouri 60. 20-point win over a Missouri team that only had 1 loss on the season. Jayhawks improved to 7-3. KU senior Trey White, a season-high 13 rebounds and 20 points, too. Kansas State basketball tonight in Manhattan. K-State has a pretty good chance to snap a 4-game losing streak, hosting Mississippi Valley State. The Delta Devils are not good. They're 1-8, lost 7 in a row. K-State is a 34.5-point favorite tonight in Manhattan. Live coverage of K-State basketball at 6 o'clock tonight. Tip off at 7 o'clock. It's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. College football going crazy right now. College football playoffs were announced yesterday. Notre Dame did not get in. And then the Irish said, fine, we're done for the season. We're not going to a bowl game. And then you look at the Big 12 Conference, Kansas State and Iowa State, who played the very first college game of the season over in Dublin. Both of them are saying, we're not going to a bowl game either. K-State, 6-6, has won 4 of its last 6, but says, we're not interested in going to a bowl game. Iowa State is 8-4 on a 3-game winning streak. Cyclones said, we're done. We're not going to a bowl game. So the Big 12 Conference fined both Kansas State and Iowa State $500,000 for refusing to go to a bowl game.
I guess they can do that.
And it cost them some big money there. Okay, and so here's this: if you're 6-6, you can go to a bowl game. So there's tons of 6-6 teams that are right now saying we're done, we're not going. So then they start. Then the NCAA starts saying, okay, we'll look at teams with losing records, teams that are 5-7, you can go. And all these 5-7 teams are saying no thank you, including KU. Jayhawks at 5-7 were offered a bowl game, and they said, nah, we're finished. So the wonderful world of college football right now.
Time to put the pads away and go to class.
Yeah, right. All right, so there's what's going on there. And I promised you a basketball story from last year. 60 years ago on this night, Steve, one of the biggest games, biggest wins in Shocker basketball history. 60 years ago on this night at the Roundhouse, Wichita State taking on the number 2 ranked team in the nation, Michigan. Shockers win it 100-94 over the number 2 ranked team in the nation.
Wow.
Two of the greatest shooting performances in Shocker history. There were 10,900 fans there.
How'd they squeeze that?
They were you got the number 2 ranked team in the nation coming in, you squeeze a few more people in. Yeah. Shockers shoot 65% from the field. John Chris, 9 of 10 shooting for 19 points.
Southeast High School.
And that wasn't the best shooting performance of the night.
Jamie?
Because Jamie Thompson was 9 for 9 from the field and 10 for 10 from the free throw line.
I remember
28
that.
Points.
I remember.
As the Shockers beat number 2 ranked Michigan 100-94 at the Roundhouse 60 years ago on this day.
Jamie could shoot. John Chris.
John Chris goes 9 for 10, and he did not have the best shooting night for the Shockers.
Quite a night.
Oh, man. That was 60 years ago today. There you go. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint. Or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu. It's now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. And Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, proud to serve veterans that served our nation. And that's located in northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
In a bad mood? Could be the change in seasons. House Call for Health coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning, 28 degrees. Thousands are fleeing the Thailand-Cambodia border region after an escalation of violence.
Thailand has carried out airstrikes against Cambodian military positions near the two countries' disputed border. This after a Thai soldier died and eight others were hurt during an exchange of gunfire. The Thai Ministry of Defense says more than 35,000 people have been relocated from border areas to temporary shelters. The two sides have accused each other of breaking the ceasefire agreement presided over by President Donald Trump in October. Years of simmering tensions broke down into open hostilities over the summer. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The police department in Caldwell in Sumner County is investigating after multiple devices were found inside city limits Saturday morning.
Officers were called to the 100 block of South Main Avenue and immediately closed the area. The Sumner County Sheriff's Office, the Wichita Police Department Bomb Squad, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Caldwell EMS, and the Caldwell Fire Department investigated the device and its potential to be explosive. The WPD bomb squad neutralized the device. Two similar devices were found at separate locations in Caldwell. All three devices will be examined further. They're asking anyone in the area to review home or business surveillance video in hopes of identifying the person or people responsible. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The United Way is asking for help with the annual count of the homeless population in Wichita. The point-in-time homeless count is a national effort to estimate the number of Americans who don't have safe and stable housing. In Wichita, the United Way of the Plains will be conducting its count January 29th, and they're asking for 60 to 70 volunteers to help with this year's count. All of the volunteers will be trained and paired with an experienced professional. Last year, 736 people in Sedgwick County were identified as homeless, 45 more than in 2023.
President Trump kicking off an affordability tour this week.
Not far from his predecessor's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, President Trump will make the case his policies are bringing down cost and making life more affordable. The economic messaging comes amid polling that shows Americans are frustrated with the economy and Democratic gains in recent elections. President Trump has dismissed the idea that Democrats are the party of affordability, calling that a con job, and pointing to the price of gas and groceries as evidence of his economic success. White House officials indicate tomorrow's stop in Pennsylvania is the first in what will be a nationwide tour during 2026. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The national average price of regular gasoline fell over the last couple of weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices dropped an impressive 8 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks, with regular grade now at $3.08.
Lundberg says gasoline prices dropped while oil prices increased, mainly due to winter heating costs. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Cloudy skies this morning will eventually turn sunny. It'll be a milder Monday afternoon with a high of 45, southwest wind 5 to 15, mostly clear and 31 tonight, mostly sunny, much warmer on Tuesday, high 59, little bit cooler on Wednesday with a few clouds, high temperature 53. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. 28 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:35 now, Stephen's headed the morning on a Monday. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor Wu.
Good morning, Stephen Ted. How are both of you and how was your weekend?
We're both great.
Yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic
busy weekend.
Great weekend. How about yourself?
It was a very busy weekend. As you know, it always starts on Friday for me. I was at the McConnell Air Force Base tree lighting ceremony. I'm so grateful to our airmen and their families who really have a community out there, and really appreciated that tree lighting. Then I went to the Youth Horizons fundraiser. Now, that's a nonprofit that helps with mentorship, especially for kiddos who are in the foster care system or kids who just need a mentor here in our community. And they're a great organization. So if you're looking for a nonprofit to help out, that's another good one. Saturday morning, we had the grand opening of the $13 million Carl Brewer Center. That is at McAdams Park in District 1. That community center is state-of-the-art. It has a total of three gyms, and it is a very beautiful facility in honor of the former mayor. And there's also a Kansas Black Educators Hall of Fame. Then on Saturday also, there was a renters town hall that the NAACP hosted and ended the night with the Kenyan Independence Day celebration. And I really appreciated the Kenyans who live here in Wichita. They're so grateful to be first generation immigrants and carry on their cultural traditions. But really, their voices of gratitude was really, really powerful. And then on Sunday, I had the opportunity to welcome nearly 1,000 people, many of them not from Kansas. Now, there was this big celebration and competition called the Best Robotics Denver Regional Championship, and that competition was held over at Friends University, and it brought all these young minds, high school and middle school kids from places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Oklahoma, Colorado, to compete right here in Wichita. And many of those families were very grateful to come to our city for the very first time. And then last but not least, we had the commemoration of the 84th commemoration for Pearl Harbor yesterday afternoon at Veterans Memorial Park.
When you talk about Youth Horizon, was Ernest Alexander there the other night?
It was a very packed event, so I was walking around, but I couldn't see everyone.
Okay. It's just an old friend, and he's the ringleader at the Youth Horizon, so I thought you might have seen him. Okay. All right, so we've got a city council meeting coming up tomorrow. I understand you're going to talk about the possibility of a 1 cent sales tax increase, right?
Yes, so it's a 1% sales tax proposal. So a private group of citizens, and if you go to their website, I believe their name is Wichita Forward. So you can go to the website, wichitaforward.org, and you can see all the individuals who are supporting this, including just regular community members that are really excited about the possibilities. Now, the thing that I am really looking forward to having a discussion about is, do we want to see property tax relief? So one of the proposals is, yes, there would be a sales tax. However, a portion of that would be for property tax relief. In addition, it would also be for cash funding public safety facilities. So think about the new fire stations and police stations. Instead of bonding them and having interest on them, these would be cash funded, so that there would be some savings for building these facilities. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is that in the incoming years, we're actually going to have a budget deficit. So this would give us some flexibility to try to cover that budget deficit.
But if you have to, if you do that, you're looking at the possibility of having a public referendum on that, are you not?
Yes. Yeah, so again, the city council is not here to advocate yay or nay for this. Rather, this is an opportunity for us to hear from community if they want to see it on the ballot.
And also, I understand you're going to have a hearing about an amendment to the K96 and Green Ridge Star Bond area. You got a great new sports district up there that you're looking at, huh?
Yeah. So, again, the Star Bond district has been established there for many years now. And it's been outperforming their financials. And so now they want phase three of that project. And phase three of that project is basically 40 acres of undeveloped land near K96 in Greenwich. And what these folks are proposing is tennis, ice skating, baseball, surfing, golf, as well as go-karts. in that area, as well as a hotel. And so they're hoping that this phase three of the project, which would cost $191 million, that $86 million of it would be eligible for those Starbond District eligible project costs. So, again, this is also going to come before the council on Tuesday.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about this morning?
Well, there's just so much going on. I really do encourage people to stay engaged. As you know, there are many questions to a lot of things that are happening at tomorrow's city council meeting. I know that the Wichita Forward Group has a meeting today at 5:30 p.m. at the Advanced Learning Library to answer questions regarding the proposed 1% sales tax. And then just this week, there's lots of holiday and Christmas activities going on. I am looking forward to Friday. What's happening Friday? And then I'll ask you that question. But Saturday, there's the Red Stocking Breakfast that benefits the Kansas Children's Service League. And I hope that people will be attending that annual event. So tell me about Friday.
What's happening Friday? It's the last day of the week.
It's the big Steve McIntosh radio send-off down in Old Town.
By the way, you're invited, Mayor.
And I'm looking forward to that. That's why I'm mentioning it. Yeah. I'm so grateful to the two of you. I've had lots of fun having Monday mornings and starting off Mondays with the mayor with the two of you. And so I really am grateful for all your service, Steve, to our community. I know that you help inform and entertain, and I'm looking forward to saying some words to you on Friday.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to having you there. In fact, Ted has gone to bat for you. He's getting you a student discount rate on the ticket for the thing. Absolutely, there's no charge. Okay. 5 to 7 at the Marriott, and we look forward to seeing you, Mayor. And
Courtyard by Marriott.
Very much.
Courtyard by Marriott. There you go.
And, you know, Mayor, they asked me to serve at the Red Stocking Breakfast 1 year, and they never asked me back. I must have made a faux pas or something.
Oh, no. I'll have to ask them. I'd love for you to be my partner.
I know. Well, it's a long list of places I've never been asked back. So
I haven't either.
I think it's a...
55 years, I've never been asked to
it's
do that.
It's a trend. Yeah.
They must be looking for really classy people
or
something. Yeah. At any rate, thank you, Mayor. We'll check with you again
next week. See you Friday.
All right. Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNS. I'd like to quickly say, kind of a personal note, we lost one of our coaches from West High School over the weekend, or it was a few days ago, I guess. Coach Ray Graham passed away, and Ray was a track coach at West. Of course, I didn't do track. My brother Jerry did, and a lot of my friends did. And they just said Ray was a hell of a coach, just a great guy. And a good, soft-spoken, but a good driver. He would get the best out of him. The only thing I have about Ray Graham is he was a phys ed teacher, and we were doing gymnastics. And, of course, I was on the rings doing a double harm kickoff.
Oh, my gosh.
And what happened was I let go of the ring with both of my hands, and fell right about 4 feet to the floor right on top of my head.
Oh, well.
And Coach Graham looked at me.
That's quite the dismount.
Coach Graham looked at me and just shook his head.
Oh,
huh. He was a neat guy. Ray Graham. All right, thank you, guys. 7:44, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got the KNSS Morning News. We got the what do we got coming up?
Yeah, that fall may explain a lot.
It does. Boeing Spirit announcement could come today. Kirk Siminoff, which top business journal update on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:48 on Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Houston Texans defeat the Kansas City Chiefs 20-10 in the NFL.
Two.
Gasoline prices down 8 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to a national average of $3.08 a gallon.
One.
Homeless pedestrian struck and killed by a car in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far this morning, things have been looking fairly good out there in traffic. We do have some heavy traffic, and it's starting to slow things down a little bit. This road construction ramp from southbound I-135 over to eastbound K-96. Starting to slow down quite a bit out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 48 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 32. Then tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and much warmer. Tomorrow's high 59 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, south wind at 6 miles per hour. 28 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A murder that was originally linked to the Long Island serial killer focuses on a new suspect.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man has been arrested for the murder of Peaches, the mother whose remains were found on Long Island, along with her infant daughter, once thought to be tied to the Long Island serial killings. 66-year-old Andrew Dykes was arrested near Tampa for a warrant out of Nassau County, New York, in connection with the 1997 murder. Tanya Denise Jackson's torso was found stuffed into a container in a wooded part of Hempstead Lake State Park in June of 1997. For decades, she was referred to as Peaches because of a peach tattoo on her body. Dykes is the biological father of 2-year-old Tatiana Marie Dykes, whose remains were found 14 years later, miles away from her mother. Her remains were found during an investigation into the infamous Gilgo Beach murders, now tied to Rex Huerman. Nassau officials finally identified the mother and daughter earlier this year. Dykes was indicted on a murder charge by a grand jury. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A positive close on Wall Street Friday.
The major averages pairing from earlier gains, but ending higher for the day and week as the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the PCE index, rose mostly in line with economists' expectations in September, likely paving the way for an interest rate cut next week. Netflix has agreed to buy Warner Brothers for $72 billion after the entertainment company splits its studios and HBO Max streaming business from its cable networks. The deal is subject to regulatory approval. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce, and Visa. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Chevron. The Dow up 104 points, the Nasdaq higher by 73, S&P 500 up 13. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A Boeing Spirit announcement could come today. Time for the Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Actually, the announcement came about 5 minutes ago. We were waiting for it, and it came this morning. The Boeing company has completed its acquisition of Wichita's 20-year-old Spirit Aerosystems, finally. On Friday, workers at Spirit's administration building removed the Spirit sign and installed a Boeing sign. That's always a sign that something's coming. Then covered it up in anticipation of an announcement this week. And over the weekend, the New York Stock Exchange issued a notice that said trading of Spirit stock would be suspended today. It has been a 17-month process to get to this day since Boeing and Spirit announced their intention for Boeing to buy back Spirit for $8.3 billion, including Spirit's debt. The end of Spirit in Wichita comes after a 20-year run as the city's largest employer and the world's largest Tier 1 aerostructure supplier. You can read much more about the sale and reaction from Wichita and the aviation world today and in the days to come at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. And a father and son duo will open an indoor golf training facility in the Shops at Tallgrass, located a block east of 21st and Rock. T-Box is a membership-based indoor golf simulator that also offers on-demand instruction from PGA, and as well as a gym, nutrition services, golf club repair, and fittings. Trevor Shero and his father, Lester Shero, are the franchisees and plan to be open in the spring. Trevor Shero is also the Wichita area manager for Crumble Cookies and tells the Business Journal he has plans to purchase the Derby Crumble franchise. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, quick question. Do you have two microphones down there?
I do.
Okay.
Three.
Really? Well, you're on one of them. You're not on the right one right now. I'll just put it that way. It sounds like you're on the wrong microphone, okay? No? All right, we'll figure it out later. It's okay. Thank you, Kirk. Today is the eighth day of December. This is, for Catholics, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Mm-hmm. It also is the day in 1969... when St. Shelley and I first met in downtown Wichita at the Taco Tico, where she was working at the time.
Pretty important.
And we, every year, the two of us celebrate and remember that because I think for both of us, the life kind of started right there. And it's been 56 years ago, I guess. Anyway, we'd celebrate today.
Very nice.
On Facebook and we'd see if anybody... we'll respond to it, but that's nice. So it's a big day for us. Let's see.
Well, hasn't she said that she said a prayer that day on the Immaculate Conception at Mass that she would find somebody?
No.
No, that's not true?
I made that up.
Okay.
She did go to Mass that day.
Okay.
I'm sure she asked for something, but I don't think she asked for me because would you? I mean, for crying out loud. At any rate, we did get together and two kids and seven grandkids later.
I think it worked out.
A lot of great times together. Here we are 55 years later. All right, Ted, let's see. Coming up, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. Got the latest on boat strikes against suspected drug smugglers. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll see how things turned out for the Kansas City Chiefs last night in a low-scoring game at Arrowhead. We'll have highlights and reaction coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Birds coming up.
Yeah, we'll get your week started with your entertainment news at 8:35 this morning and get a see what happened at the box office this weekend.
And we have your back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.